You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Lori Gifford, and she does tarot readings, and she's also a spiritual counselor out of Wilmington, North Carolina. And we're going to learn all about her company, Readings with Lori, today. And without any further ado, why don't we welcome her to the show so we can get all the answers to all our burning questions. Lori Gifford, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so let's start here. Lori, could you tell us just a little, like a brief description about Readings with Lori and sort of some of the services you provide the fine folks of Wilmington, North Carolina?
Sure. I offer tarot card readings as well as spiritual counseling, and I can offer it in person through Skype or on the phone. And I have been doing something fun lately, which has been house parties via Skype, where a hostess will set up a computer, a laptop, in another room, and people can come up into the room and they can get readings. So it's been a lot of fun because I can do it in other states across the country, and we've been having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, and that seems like fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And so I just love what I do.
Right.
Absolutely love it.
Now, Lori, I'm sure most people, if they're not familiar with it, they certainly have seen it in movies. I'm talking about the tarot card readings. For those who may not know exactly what it is or what to expect, could you kind of walk us through the process of how something like that goes? Like if I'm a client coming in and I want a tarot card reading, how would that process work?
Well, first of all, with tarot card readings, what they do, they're my tools, and they lay out, they tell me a story. So what they help me do is connect with whatever is going on with that person that's sitting in front of me, whether it's past, present, or possible future.
Right.
So I lay out the cards, and a story unfolds, and it comes through me to the person. When a person comes to me, they sit across from me. They take the cards. They shuffle them. I take them. I say a little blessing out loud, and then I go into the reading. I lay out all the cards. I tell them what I see. I don't like to be asked questions beforehand because I like to get a clean read.
Right.
And I like to establish credibility because a lot of people go into readings, well, it was because of the way I asked her this question. It was because of what I said to her. So I'd rather just take that off the table immediately.
Right.
And, yes, that's how I do it.
So you're saying that some folks coming in may be a little skeptical right off the start. So to kind of set those skepticisms aside, you just want to go into it and do a clean reading without any information whatsoever. So it seems more genuine.
Absolutely. And what I do tell people is, if you want to write a list of questions beforehand, I don't ask what they are
right
until I do the initial reading. Because what happens is I speak so quickly and get so much information that someone that's listening is concentrating on what I've just said, and they may leave and go, oh, darn it, I wish I would have asked her about.
Right.
And if someone writes, yeah, if they write a list, they can go through their list and go, oh, she answered that one and that one. I want her to answer this one. You know, and so they feel like they've gotten the biggest bang for their buck.
Laura, like everything else, I feel like we always come up with the best questions after the fact that we've gone through with whatever it is that we were going through. You know what I mean? As you're leaving,
absolutely,
some of the best questions, like, oh, I wish I would have asked that question. Now, Lori, with the tarot card readings, if we can move right along, could you talk a little bit about your spiritual counseling and kind of how you help folks in that realm?
Yeah, spiritual counseling that I do is basically non-denominational. Mm-hmm. And my whole intention is to take a person and get them back to realizing how much potential that they have and be able to have a safe space where they can talk about what's been blocking them, and that can be brought to the light so that they can live their best possible life.
And
during the session, a lot of my intuition comes through, and I also offer tools afterwards that they can use to keep going with the energy and use the momentum from the session.
Now, Lori, in your practice here, what would you say is most prevalently coming through your doors? I mean, do you get a lot of people coming in looking for, like, I guess, advice and answers on their relationship, or is it career, or do you get kind of a mix of both?
I get a mix of both. There are people, yeah, relationship is definitely big, and career is definitely big. Sometimes people ask about family relationships.
Right.
Sometimes they ask about health. But it's primarily those two that people are interested in.
So that's wonderful. Now, Lori, for those out there who may be looking to get a little more information, not only just about yourself, but also about your business, Readings with Lori, and to find out maybe a little bit more about what we discussed here today, where can they find out a little more information? Do you have a website or any kind of social media presence?
I do. I have two different avenues. Okay. One is my Facebook page, and they can search Readings with Lori, and Lori has two R's. So L-O-R-R-I, Readings with Lori. And every Tuesday, I do what's called Tarot Time, which is a free mini reading for the week. And it takes the person to a hidden page on my website that they can click on their card for the week. And it's a video of me with their card for the week telling them what to look for.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then the other is just my website, which is readingswithlori.com. And, again, that's two R's in Lori, L-O-R-R-I.
Wonderful. Lori Gifford with two R's. That's L-O-R-R-I. Super appreciate you coming on my show and giving us a lively discussion on this stuff that's interested me seriously since I was a kid. It was super invigorating for me, and I really wish you the very best of luck, Lori.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.